happy to get on. You know, it's always an honour to come on the pitch. And you know, if I'm being picky, I would have loved to have had longer. I'd have loved to have started the game, but you know, that's out of my hands. In terms of how it went for me, obviously it's disappointing that we didn't manage to get that goal and to get back on level terms. But you know, on a personal level, first hand, I think I've done okay. You know, I'll watch the game back again when I have time to, and you know, I'll reassess. But you know, on the whole, it's been, you know, to get another international cap, to get more minutes, and you know, to have hopefully given a good impression is a good evening.
Massively changed starting 11 from last Friday night. What do you think Martin's getting from it? Does he give away much to you, the players?
I can't really answer that. He doesn't give us too much. You know, if in terms of answering that question, if I was putting myself in his shoes, you know, I'd be hopeful that, you know, I'm giving people a chance to really make a mark on the squad. You know, I think there was Connor and John both made their debuts tonight, and then obviously Daryl and Andy coming on. So, you know, it's been a good evening for them lads. You know, hopefully the manager's learned something about them. But you know, on the whole, it's disappointing to have lost, and you know, that was the general message we got when we came in.
You mentioned the two former Dundalk men. What's it like watching two guys progress fairly quickly to this level?
Brilliant. You know, they've came in and, you know, they settled in really quickly, and especially, you know, it's a little bit easier for Daryl because, you know, he's up the pitch and he can make things happen. But you know, I think they've both done really well. You know, I don't think they've earned their chance. You know, it's definitely not a, you know, they've been in the Irish League, we'll give them a chance because it looks good. You know, they've definitely came in, they've earned the right to be involved in the squads, and you know, they've earned the right to play tonight, and you know, I'm over the moon for the both of them.
The last 8-10 years, League Ireland's become a real production line.
It has. You know, I think there was a picture in the programme today. There's maybe 7 or 8, you know, that have came through that line. And you know, there's, for any young lad who's out there and you know, looks at players, you know, like the likes of Shane Long, your Seamus Coleman, your James McLean's, you know, it just shows you that even if at that 17, 18 age you don't get away to England, you know, there is other avenues, and you know, there's no reason why you can't turn up here someday and be representing your country.
What about club football for you? How's that going for you?
It's been. On the whole, at Leeds, it's gone well. You know, obviously we're in the playoffs, which is a huge improvement in previous years recently. For myself personally, it's been a little bit frustrating. I've got injured, I've came back, I've not been as sharp as what I should be, what I can be, and you know, I've been in and out of the team, so obviously that's a little bit frustrating. I'd like to play every game, but you know, at this stage of the day, it's about putting Leeds first. You know, we're desperate to get in those playoff places, and you know, as long as we keep winning games, then you will do that.